The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.
Need a vacation? Whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Every Saturday from 9 to 10, it is the Fox World Travel Show. I'm Dayton Kane and Colleen Ulzberg in today. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a while since I've been here.
It has been a while. Yeah. And just as Rose Gray predicted, for the last 2 months, every week we get a text. Yeah. When are you announcing the 2026? When are you announcing the 2026? You are here to do some of that, I hear.
I get that honor. I'm so happy. I know I felt bad for Rose because she's been dealing with it for 2 months. As of this past week, we were working feverishly. I work in the group department, so
yes.
I get the honor of announcing a good portion of our 2026 calendar. It's really exciting. We've got some of our old-time favorites that we always run every year, but we've got some new and exciting destinations that we've added to our repertoire, as it would be, and I'm excited to get going.
All right,
lots to announce.
So let's talk. People get the sneak peek by texting, right?
Yes.
I mean, we'll talk about all these throughout the show.
Absolutely.
But if you really want to jump on it early, what do they need to do?
They need to text FWT, like Fox World Travel. Do it all caps so you don't mess up the spell check. You text that to 855. I always get the number wrong, 616-1620, and you'll get a link to our site of all of our new 2026 tours that have been announced, and there's more to come. So just kind of hang tight.
All of them yet.
This is the first wave of our tours, so we're really excited to get going. So take a peek.
I've already taken a sneak peek, and you have a lot of trips, and like you said, some newer destinations I don't think I've seen or haven't seen in a long time. So good stuff to talk through throughout the show.
Absolutely, absolutely.
If you have questions or want to just talk travel, 855-616-1620, that same number that you can text FWT to, is also where you can text in your questions, and you can also call in with questions as well. Colleen's here all hour. We'd be glad to talk to you, happy to talk to you. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Colleen Ulzberg. Increasing sunshine today, a high of 32. It's already 32, so we're not getting much warmer according to the forecast. That's not nice.
No, it was kind of chilly. Nice. It was my drive down today.
855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Let's go to Pete in West Bend. Good morning, Pete. What's your question?
Hi. I'm going over to France next month. I'm going to rent a car, and they said something about an international driving permit. I had never heard about that in my past experiences renting overseas. Just wanted to know, is that something new or what your thoughts are on that?
It looks like that it's not a requirement to get that international driving permit, but it's recommended basically by it looks like AAA is recommending it, and you can apply online. They have different packages. If you want to do it for a year, it's about $40. Basically, what it does is it translates your license into French, and so you'll probably make it easier for you to drive over there. But from what I'm seeing, it's not a requirement. It's just recommended.
So then if I rent for different countries, do I have to get it for translated into like Spanish or whatever else?
No, I think if you're driving in other countries, it'll cover you for the year. And then there's different plans.
All right, you can look.
If you go to international driving permits on Google, it'll bring it up. And there's all different plans and prices that you can get it for, from 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, anything like that.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend and a great trip. 855-616-1620 if you want to call or text. But let's announce some of these trips now. So we're not giving up on 2025. There's
no.
still lots of
yep.
trips you can still take this year. If you want to get out, get away, you can do that.
Absolutely.
But We've been waiting and waiting, and now we have 2026. Let's start with Alaska.
Okay, I know.
Because everybody loves Alaska.
And our Alaskas, I'm going to just say it, they're the best. Our Alaska tours are the best. I've been doing, working with Holland America for almost 30 years. They let me do just about anything. I love my gang at Holland America. We've tweaked them to perfection. We have wait lists and wait lists already for 25. I'm going to say if you're still on the wait list for 25, you might want to just look at 26 because we opened up our six departures. We have almost 500 seats for wow. Alaska, but we did have a wish list. So those folks that were kind of on the wait list this year or want to go right away next year, we started a wish list and we contacted those people on Wednesday. So we opened up everything for our wish list on Wednesday and things are selling like crazy already.
I bet.
Rose is doing a group. I'm doing two groups. Those three seem to sell out pretty quickly. I know mine are well on their way to being sold out. So take a peek at our website, foxworldtravel.com. Give our offices a call. We're open already, 9 to noon today. Get on that list or start getting booking because these things do sell out. So we've got June, July, and August. We've got a good mixture of what we call Alaska and Denali, which are 15-day tours that start in Fairbanks, do 7 nights on land, and then a 7-night cruise. And then we've got Alaska and the Yukon, which are 8-day land tours with a 4-night cruise. So both, I can't tell you which is my favorite. I do one of each every year. They're both fantastic. They are fun. And you get the beautiful red jacket only with our groups. So get on that. Don't wait too long. Alaska is going to sell out pretty quickly.
All right. And let's stick in North America here because we've got some Hawaii I see on there. What are those?
Those are our all-time favorites, we're calling them. So I just got back from the Grand Hawaii, had a great time with a great bunch of listeners. We had so much fun. So we're doing Best of Hawaii. That one just got back on Thursday. That's a 3-island tour. Fantastic trip of Oahu, Maui, and the Big Island of Hawaii, doing all the right bells and whistles. We do 3 nights on each island, and then we give you some free time to do your own things or just relax by the pool or the beach. And then the Grand Hawaii, we're also running that next year in 2026 in September. That is a 4-island trip. So that one includes the first 3 that I mentioned and also Kauai, where we do 3 nights there, stay at the beautiful Sheraton. We go to Waimea Canyon. We have some free time, beautiful beaches there and wonderful amenities and just a lot of fun. So those are our kind of our North America tours.
Well, there's one more in there.
Oh, yeah.
The Canadian Rockies and what's this one? This is different.
That's completely different. If you like train travel, this is the one for you. The Canadian Rockies are beautiful. I've been on the Rocky Mountaineer train. It's fantastic. It's just a top of the line luxury in some of the most beautiful country you've ever seen in your life. I love Alaska. Don't get me wrong. But the Canadian Rockies are spectacular because you're really in the scenery. You're in the mountains. You're close and up personal. You'll see wildlife. You'll go to Banff and Lake Louise and see those beautiful turquoise lakes throughout that country. Canada's gorgeous. And this has been something we've been trying to put on our list for a long time. And we finally have added it. So get on check out Rocky Mountaineer. You'll just absolutely be overwhelmed how gorgeous it is and what a great trip that'll be.
Nice. It's going to be a busy show because we have more to go through because we are announcing 2026 today on the Fox World Travel Show. If you want a sneak peek and see what we'll be talking about next, text FWT to 855-616-1620. That's FWT, all caps, to 855-616-1620. Dayton Kane and Colleen Ulzberg with you this morning on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
9:22, going to be sunny and 32 this afternoon. Dayton Kane here with Colleen Ulzberg on the Fox World Travel Show. We mentioned the Alaska tours for 2026, and there's a special going on, or what were you saying about?
Yeah, I forgot to mention that we have actually a promo going on with Holland America right now. So it's they have these packages called Have It All, which it's a nice upgrade for your trip. It includes a beverage package, specialty dining, Wi-Fi, and also an excursion credit. So it's well worth the package price. We include it on our on our Yukon trips, but we have it as an option on the longer cruise. But right now they've got a early booking bonus promo. So it upgrades your beverage package to elite. It upgrades your Wi-Fi to the next level up of better Wi-Fi. It also adds the shipboard gratuities, which can be a good amount of money as well. So if you're going to book on the Yukon, that'll be included until this promo runs out. And then if you're booking on one of our Denali trips, then I'd suggest booking now. Get that in so you can lock in that extra bonus. It saves you about almost $300 a couple if you just for the gratuities alone. So and then everything else, it's a good package to add to your trip, and then you don't have to worry about anything. You get on board, have a beer, you're good to go. Pop onto the Wi-Fi, everything's all there for you.
Okay. Want to reiterate, 2025 still available. Trips on the website at foxworldtravel.com under the group travel section. But let's get to some more announcements. 2026. What else do we have coming up, Colleen?
Oh my gosh, we got so many neat things. And like I said, we've got the all-time favorites, like the Best of Italy, and you'll be able to talk about that when you get back your trip. That is fantastic. I'm excited about Vibrant Japan. I went to Japan a couple years ago, and I fell in love with the country, the people, the beauty. I didn't realize how diverse it was. It was amazing, from the mountains. They've got ski hills and ski lodges to the fun cities, you know, the big Tokyos and the Osakas, and going to Nara and meeting deer. So we took the bullet train. So this is a really great time of the year to go. April 19th, May 2nd, we'll be doing all those same bells and whistles and adding a little bit more. I believe Hiroshima is even included this time, so we'll learn a little history of that. It'll be spectacular, full of flowers at that time of the year. The azaleas were absolutely gorgeous the last time I was there. We were just on the cusp of the end of the blossoms, which we'll still see some of the cherry blossoms as well. So take a peek at that. We've got, I'm leaving actually May 1st for Tuscany. It's one of our favorite trips. Steve Scafidi started it, and Rose took two groups to Tuscany. I'm taking that same group in May, and now we've got one for 26. And again, May 7th to the 17th, perfect time. That's, we call it Gourmet Tuscany. We fly into Florence. We go to Monte Catini. We stay in one hotel for 7 nights, which is really nice. You can unpack and relax. And then we just do little hub and spoke type trips during the day. Then come back to the hotel at night, spa hotel, not a bad deal. And then we end in Florence for 2 nights doing all the right things there. We'll go see the Statue of David, Ponte Vecchio. We'll go see the Duomo, probably try on some leather products. It's just a beautiful time in Florence. A very unique trip is Scandinavia Capitals Discovery. It's a woman-only tour.
Oh, interesting.
So we're just taking the gals. So it's kind of interesting. It's with Inside Vacations. It's something new. It's especially made for those ladies that are a little bit timid about maybe going as a solo. Now you're just going to be with a bunch of other wonderful ladies interested in the beautiful Scandinavian countries, which I love. Stockholm, Copenhagen, all the wonderful, neat places up in Scandinavia. Again, love Alaska, but the Scandinavian countries are gorgeous. Yeah. All the islands and the fjords. So take a peek at that itinerary. We've got something really neat. I think everybody in the office wants to take this one as a tour manager. It's called Cruising the Coast of Croatia by Yacht. So it's a small group departure. We're not taking, I think it's less than 25 people.
Okay.
And basically, you're living on a yacht for the time that you're away over in Croatia. And I love Croatia. I love Dubrovnik, Split, all that area. Here we're going to be just sailing through the islands of Croatia. And something new, something different. If you haven't, if you're getting kind of like, what else can I do? Because I know a lot of our clients have done a million things with us. Take a peek at this because you're going to really be excited about what's going on there. And then I'll bring up the last one that we are opening up is a Douro River cruise in September with Avalon. I also will be taking a Douro River cruise in September of this year. That one sold out in November of 2024, so that one's been pretty much gone. We haven't talked about it much, but that's kind of the new hot spot in Portugal. We'll spend some time, 3 nights in Lisbon, then we'll go up to Porto and get on a 7-night river cruise through the Porto Valley, vineyards everywhere, very famous for its port wines. I'll be experiencing it the first time in September, so I can come back with some great information. But that's the new hotspot. So if you're thinking about doing that one, I'd get on that one and get it booked and get yourself ready for 26.
The great thing about this, if you go to foxworldtravel.com, you go under travel, group travel, you're going to see these. And not only when you click on it, do you see beautiful photos that are going to give you an idea of what you're going to see. You see the full map of everywhere you're going to go. You're going to see a day-by-day breakout of what's happening on your trip, what cities you're hitting, what hotels you're staying at, when you're getting meals, when you're not, all that good stuff, the full itinerary and tour highlights if you click in at foxworldtravel.com. So check it out. Easiest way to get the link to that? Text FWT to 855-616-1620. We still have more announcements to make. You found the right weekend to fill in for Rose.
I'm so happy.
I hope she's enjoying spring baseball down in Arizona because she's missing the big grand opening of all the new trips for next year. Siding Unlimited, WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. More announcements when we come back, and we'll try to get to some of your calls and texts. Now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Sean Brenda. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, Dayton.
Vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us. Rose Gray is down at spring training in Arizona, where it's probably nice and sunny and warm, and we're sitting at 32 degrees in Milwaukee. Dayton Kane and Colleen Allsburg on the Fox World Travel Show. Before we get to announcing more trips, I hear there's some insider thing that I should be knowing about that I don't. What is this?
And I should have brought this up right away, actually, because I mentioned the wish list, and you're probably thinking, how come I wasn't on the wish list? And I apologize. I have so many clients on my Facebook page that I said, if you want to get on the wish list, you know, call us and they'll put you on. That was for Alaska. Yeah. Well, my marketing department got wind of that and probably wasn't very happy with me. So they started what is called the Insider's Mailing List for Fox Group Vacations.
Okay.
So you can join online. It's on the website as well. Or just give one of our offices a call and the advisors will get you on the Fox Group Vacations Insiders mailing list. It's a no obligation online sign on, but you can take a peek. You'll be the first to know of any specials, any deals, any promos, and you'll be the first to know about all of our new 2026 items that are coming, and there's more coming. We're just at the tip of the iceberg here, no pun intended, but we've got more coming, so hang tight, and if you get on that list, you'll be the first to know.
Awesome. So check that out at foxworldtravel.com. You can also see these trips we're announcing by texting FWT to 855-616-1620. You can also call in with questions and texting with questions like this one. Going on a long flight to Africa in May. I emphasize long because
they did.
Any suggestions to mitigate effects before, during, or after flights? That's a great question.
Oh my gosh. There's so many things you can do to try and mitigate jet lag and just everything. The first thing I would do is try to get your clock on that local time early if you can. I know it's kind of hard when you're here in the States, but get on that time zone, especially when you get on board the plane. Set your watch or your tablet or whatever to that time zone that you're going to, kind of get used to that. I would start taking, and I've heard this, I don't do this myself, but I heard that people take like Airborne for about a week before just to ramp up your immune system, and drink a lot of water. I know people don't like to hear this, but you get on those international flights, they've got free alcohol once in a while, wine, all that stuff. Don't drink alcohol. Don't drink carbonated anything, sodas. Nothing with caffeine. Drink a lot of water, anything that's non-carbonated. That just it's helping with dehydration. You want to keep yourself hydrated.
Sure.
If you can upgrade your seats in any way, shape, or form, even to more leg room, that is fantastic. I have a theory on my long trips is that I take a window seat on my overnight flights where I have to sleep. So I have something to lean on if I'm not in a nice upgraded situation. There's some, and then on the way home, I usually do I do aisle seats. But if you can upgrade at least to more legroom, that's usually a small jump in price. If you want to spend a little bit more and the plane offers it, then premium economy is fantastic. You at least get your own seat where you're not bumping into people. It gives you a little bit, like, a lot extra legroom and a little bit more recline, better food. It just makes it life a little bit easier. Again, drink lots of water. And then when you get to your destination, stick with that program. I know you're going to be tired. I just did South Africa. That's a long flight. But once we got there, we kind of stayed up. You want to sleep so badly. You're so tired. You're so exhausted. But we got into town. I took a shower. I went out. I had dinner. I stayed up as late as I could. So I was up until about 9 o'clock their time. Mm-hmm. And then I got a good 8 hours of sleep and I was fine the next day. So lots of different things you can do. I welcome to more suggestions from our listeners because I know they have some great ideas, but that's just some things that I do.
Awesome. And that trip was specifically talking about going to Africa this year.
Yeah.
Can we go to Africa next year?
You can. In fact, our Tanzania trip sold out in November so fast.
Yeah, it
did. That's amazing. So we put another one on the books right away. So we have On Safari in Tanzania 2026. October 31st through number 12. So you can pop on that, and that'll sell out to small groups. These are fantastic trips. We do them with our friends at African Travel. We take these small vehicles on safari. They hold six people. So nobody has a middle seat per se. You've got window seats, and they're kind of they're unique vehicles. They're kind of tiered, so everybody sits one up above each other, so you kind of have a really good view if they want to take pictures. So we keep those groups small on purpose.
Sure.
So we only do it by Jeep. So there's just a few. We're already starting to book that one as well because it's actually been open a little while. And then we also added Safari and Sunset, South Africa and Zimbabwe. That is the one that I did recently. And our friend Allison and Oshkosh, our manager there, she took it out this year. It was fantastic. It's just you start in South Africa, you do a lot of that country. You go down to the Cape, you see the penguins, you see the baboons, you get your picture at the very tippy end of South Africa. You go up to Table Mountain, and then we come around and we fly up to Zimbabwe and go to Victoria Falls. And we added an extra night on there because we felt that you should have some extra time to go to maybe the elephant sanctuary or visit with Zimbabwe families. We'll do a Zambezi River cruise. Try the Zambezi beer. It's fantastic. So those are two really exciting Africa trips for 2026.
Unbelievable. A whole bunch of new trips you can peruse at foxworldtravel.com. And like I said, click into each one and just see the beautiful pictures. Just daydream, if nothing else. If it's kind of a cold, cloudy morning, get online, foxworldtravel.com, and just dream a little bit. Maybe it'll inspire something in you to pick up the phone. You guys are still at the offices this weekend?
We are still there.
Okay.
I think through Easter is the plan. So, and I know that Jennifer Turner is in our Brookfield office. She emailed me and she said, I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's send me some bookings. So get on that phone and call Brookfield.
866-GO-FOX-GO is the phone number. You can call between 9 and noon today?
Correct, yes.
9 and noon today. Somebody will pick up the phone and talk to you about these trips. You can also text FWT to 855-616-1620. Get the link to see all these gorgeous trips that they have lined up for next year. Dayton Kane and Colleen Allsburg here with you. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Dayton Kane and Colleen Allsburg here with you today. We do have a text here at 855-616-1620. It says, do you have any group trips planned to Normandy in 2026? So before you say anything, we've started announcing trips, but we are not announcing all the 2026 this week. There's still more coming.
There is more coming.
Okay. So do we have that? Do we know?
At this point, I don't believe we have a group trip going to Normandy, but that's not a bad thing because we have so many experts that can plan an amazing trip to Normandy. But I never know because once in a while Rose surprises me and it'll pop something in like one of those battlefields tours or something where we actually end up going to Normandy. But I've done Normandy several times and I've done it by river cruise.
Okay.
And it's a fantastic way to do it. You start, usually it's round trip Paris and you'll start on the River Seine and then you'll go down to Rouen. And from there, it's a couple, like an hour or so day trip out to the beaches of Normandy, go to Omaha Beach, go to the American Cemetery. So it's very easy to do, just fly into Paris, get on one of the river cruises and relax and enjoy. And it usually involves a lot of art. You'll go to maybe Van Gogh this town of Auvers-sur-Bois, or you might go to Giverny, where Monet painted. So there's, it's a nice mix of history, World War II history, and art, and even back farther, like King Richard and that kind of thing, see his castle.
Sure.
So there's lots of ways to see Normandy. I'm not aware that we're doing a group yet, but you never know. I never know.
And that's the thing. If there's not a group trip that you are going, a destination you want to go to, still call Fox World Travel. You guys can help set that up for them.
Absolutely. And
we're talking groups, but you can do independent travel and set things up for people.
We do it all. So absolutely.
Another text here says, can you get up and move on a train, like walk back and forth through the cars? My husband and I would love to take a long train tour, but don't enjoy sitting for hours on end.
Yes, you definitely can. I think she's talking about the Canadian Rockies that we were just talking about. The Rocky Mountaineer. We usually use Gold Leaf service, which is the double decker type cars. And that's where you can get up and walk around. There's a restaurant down below or dining cars that you can go to. Same in Alaska. When we're on those 8-hour train rides, you're in dome cars. So the upstairs has wonderful seating, very easy to get in and out. You can walk up and down and back and forth, go through cars, go to the very back, dining car, restrooms, everything downstairs. So absolutely, on both of those situations, you can definitely walk around. Those are more tourist-type trains, though, and keep that in mind, that if you're doing anything maybe in Europe where you're doing just transferring, then it's usually not common practice.
Sure. Another one here says, good morning. We're going to Alaska Yukon trip with Colleen in June. Can't wait. Wondering if there's a chance for us to use a laundromat at some point on the land portion of this trip.
Absolutely. The halfway point is usually in Dawson City, and we have two nights there. You'll have to get some loonies and toonies, which are one and two coins for Canadian, to do the laundry, but they do have laundry facilities in Dawson City. So on that free morning, if you're not doing any excursions, throw in a couple loads of laundry, you'll be good to go. Otherwise, when we get on the ship, they usually have buy a bag. You can just stuff a bag full of dirty clothes, send it off for a service for a nice low price, and then they'll bring it back all folded and pretty for you.
So that's this year, but we did, at the beginning of the show, if you're just tuning in, we announced a bunch of Alaska trips for next year.
Yeah, we do. We've got so many going on. I'm doing the Yukon in June next year. I'm doing the Denali trip in August. Rose is doing the Denali trip end of July. So those are our three hot spots. Those will be the ones that usually sell out first. So if you want to go with Rose or myself, think about booking that now, and then take a peek at our other departures if those dates don't work for you. Basically, I have two itineraries. Both are exactly this. You know, the Yukons are always the same. The Denalis are always the same. So just take a peek at our itineraries and get booking, because it's going to sell out. Last year, I believe our 2025s were sold out by April of 2024.
Wow.
That goes fast.
It's not far away. April of 2025 is not
exactly
far away.
Exactly. We love Alaska, and we get a lot of folks in, so.
Okay. Now, because I don't know, have we announced all the trips we can announce this week, or are there still more that we need to do? Have we covered everything?
I think we've covered everything for this week. I actually snuck out of the office at noon yesterday, and I checked my emails this morning, and nothing else popped in. So hopefully, I know that they're working crazy, and they're going to get some more off, and we should have... I'm on next weekend, so I think there's a possibility that I'll be announcing a few more.
All right. We do have one final segment coming up. Get your calls and texts in on the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. When we go to break, check them out, foxworldtravel.com. It is a Fox World Travel show on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel show on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us. Sunny and 32 this afternoon. We're already at 32 in Milwaukee, so we're not going to get much warmer. My name's Dayton. That's Colleen Allsburg in for Rose Gray, who's down at spring training with the Brewers. I wonder if she's getting autographs, pictures. What's happening?
Well, she better. Yeah, for me.
All right. So we've announced a whole bunch of 2026. Not all of it. There's more to come next week, probably.
I'm thinking next week I'll be, since I'm here, I don't want to just be on the air with you. I have to do something, right?
Right. Fun. So we're not just going to focus on next year, though. We can still do stuff this year, right?
Absolutely.
Can we do summer travel yet, or is it too late to book a big European trip for summer?
No, absolutely not. I mean, this is the time, actually. There's some good deals coming up, and it's mostly FIT travel, which is your independent travel. But we've got some great European deals going on, so take a peek at our some of the FIT travel, again, river cruising is always big. So they've got some good airfare prices and things like that to pop on. Also, the Mediterranean is kind of a hot spot for the summer. Beautiful time of the year, too, is spring to go to the Mediterranean. So if you want to pop on something really last minute, give us a call and they'll go through all the different promos for you and find things for you. And also, I know spring break is right around the corner, and we were just talking to our friends over at ALG, which is Apple Leisure Group, and there are still a lot of flights, a lot of seats left.
Really? I'm surprised.
I am too, quite honestly, but you can go out of Milwaukee, you can go out of Rockford, you can go out of Chicago. A lot of March departure dates that have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 nights, whatever you want to do. Cancun, you've got even Liberia, you can go to Costa Rica, some great dates in March yet. Montego Bay, Jamaica, and also Puerto Vallarta, so out of Milwaukee. Jamaica out of Milwaukee, Liberia is out of Rockford, and just about everything out of Chicago. So take a look.
So if you're a last minute planner, you still have hope.
There's still hope.
You can still get out there and go on spring break.
Yeah, just be a little flexible with your time. It gets you out on a certain date, maybe can't come back the date you want, to just kind of be flexible, give them a few ideas of what you could do.
Okay, so if I want to talk to somebody, what do I need to do?
You can give us a call at 866-GO-FOX-GO. You can fill out one of our forms online as well. Be as detailed as possible. That'll get off to our support team on Monday, and then somebody will call you back. But those are the two best ways to get in touch with somebody. But we are open till noon today, so if you want to pop on, if this weather's just frustrating you, it is kind of frustrating me, so yeah. I think it's time to get down to Mexico or something, give them a ring and they'll help you out.
So we made the announcement today of a bunch of trips for 2026. If you text FWT to 855-616-1620, you'll get the link that takes you to that. But let's run through the list quickly of what we all announced today.
Oh my gosh, you caught me off guard. I have to get my list up.
Let's start with Tuscany Vineyards and Cuisine on May 7th.
Yep, that's an amazing trip.
We've got Scandinavian Capitals Discovery, Women Only.
Women Only.
That's an interesting one.
Are you okay with that?
No, I'm a little perturbed.
Are you a little jealous?
I'm looking for the guys one coming next week. I'm looking for the guys one.
Yeah, and then we've got cruising the coast of Croatia
by yacht.
Oh my God, that's going to be crazy fun. Then we've got Portugal, Vineyards and Villages along the Douro River. Yep. Hot spot right now, Portugal. Best of Italy.
You have to have a Best of Italy every year, right?
You have to, just for the wine alone. And then we've got some, and talking about 25, there's still room on Morocco with Rose.
Oh, yeah.
And Egypt with me.
Okay.
We've got Costa Rica at the end of the year. And then we've got our two Africas. We've got Safari and Sunsets to South Africa and Zimbabwe in May. And then Safari in Tanzania in October.
Of next year. Those are 2026.
Yes.
Yes. And we talked a lot about the Alaska trips. There's a bunch up there. Go check it out. And
absolutely,
make sure you book on one of those quickly, though, because you said by April last year, they were already sold out for this year.
Yep, so exactly.
They don't last long while they're up there. The one that I find interesting of all of these that sticks out to me is, I don't remember anything quite like this one, is the Spectacular Canadian Rockies with the Rocky Mountaineer.
Yeah.
That's new. Have you done a big one like this before?
You know, it's been a long time.
It's been a while?
Yeah, probably. It was pre-COVID for sure. But it's really different, and it's unique, and it's close to home, which a lot of people like. So we fly into Calgary, which is a spectacular city. Then we do some coach tours up to Lake Louise, so you'll get to see Banff and those beautiful lakes. Probably do Columbia Glacier, go onto the glacier. Then we go up to Jasper National Park, way up in the north part of Alberta, beautiful area. And they kind of come around back down to Banff, do the national park there, and then we get on the Rocky Mountaineer, where we spend overnight on the train. You'll stop, you'll do a half day trip out to, I believe it's Kamloops, and then you'll get back on the train in the morning after staying at a nice hotel and in the spectacular city of Vancouver, which is one of my favorite places. So if you want to extend on either end, Calgary or Vancouver, we can do that too.
Sounds amazing. All right, 1 minute left. Tell everybody what Fox World Travel can all do.
We can do anything when it comes to travel. We're a huge company. We have corporate business. We have meetings and incentives. We have weddings and all kinds of vacation travel, whether it's with groups or independently. We do air tickets. We do everything you can do with travel. So give us a call. We can figure it out for you.
Non-commissioned advisors. So they're going to get you the best person. They're not fighting over business. You're going to get the expert, right?
Correct. Yep. And in fact, this is my busy time now because everybody knows I know Alaska. So all the advisors come to me with Alaska. I'm training people. Don't worry. That and my whole team's going to be awesome in like 3 days. We definitely we support each other, and that's the best part about, and I didn't mention this, but we just got a big kudos too from USA Today, one of the best places to work in the United States.
Nice. Congratulations.
So that just was announced this week. So
awesome.
It's just an amazing company. Love working there. Give us a call. We're amazing. We'll help you out.
Give them a call. 866-GO-FOX-GO. That does it for the Fox World Travel Show. Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management coming in next on WTMJ.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.